The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We are welcoming you back here to the Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner, wrapping up with Learning Conversation. Kim Francis joins us here to talk about the Lady Wolverines. And, Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Just kind of looking over the got a little information about the county tournament, which starts next week. And looks like the Laverne girls going to be in the very competitive league, Rockvale and Laverne, and all kind of right there stuck in the middle and some ties. And who knows, it's a very competitive girls basketball league. And I know you're looking forward to getting some of those girls over.
Yes, yes. I've gone out and watched those guys play. Actually, I went to the Rock Springs Laverne game. You know, got some talented kids coming in. Looking forward to having them come in and play for us. So,
you and I have been talking a little bit off the air this morning about growing up in this league. And, man, I'm telling you, and I know you probably have answered these questions a million times. But, you know, anywhere else, any other district, any other time in this district maybe, it'd be a little different story.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's just tough. I mean, yeah. You know, when you start that January schedule, it's pretty grueling.
You know, the cycle of getting kids in there, I talked to Alan a little bit about this a few minutes ago, and my son's in seventh grade, so we're seeing some of this. He wants to play basketball, and just to get in and get that experience, it takes a tremendous amount of work that's more than just playing on high school nights and starting in November.
Sure. I mean, it's just, you know, when we were growing up, you know, it was in the backyard and, you know, just in the gym all the time. And, you know, it just seems like kids nowadays have other things that kind of occupy their time. And so, you know, we've got to really encourage. We need to have a really strong spring and summer, you know, and we're going to try to do some things, change a little bit and do some things, reach those middle school kids and get them in and work with them and those kind of things. I mean, because that's where you got to start.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to get ahead of the game.
Even those great Oakland teams that UNK played on, you know, it's just girls basketball is totally different now than it was back then, isn't it?
Yes, totally different. I mean, it's just gone to another level. I mean, you know, I played a little bit of AAU, and I went to Cannon County because there wasn't a lot of AAU here in Rutherford County. And, you know, now, I mean, there's teams everywhere. And, you know, just, you know, it's unbelievable.
What do you have to do to get to that level? I mean, if you're a girl, and what do you tell your young players what they need to do to reach that next level?
You just got to get a lot of reps, you know, and fundamentals, you know, Brian, we know you've got to start at an early age, you know, the ball handling, the shooting, just, you know, all those different things and put all those components together to make a complete player. And it just takes a lot of work. You got to have a great work ethic.
It's a commitment that, you know, I find it hard to get my kids to commit to even cleaning their room, much less commit to practicing. I mean, there's got to be a love for the game.
Sure, you got to have a passion. You know, like I said, when we grew up, there was a real true passion for it. And, you know, you just had goals that you'd set. And, you know, I knew that I wanted to go play college basketball, and that's what I was going to try to do. And, you know, and I did reach that. But, you know, we put a lot of hours in, you know, a lot of jumping rope and a lot of shooting in the backyard. And, you know, you got to have a love for the game.
Jump rope, you know, I keep preaching that to my young son, so I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm going to mark that part of the tape. Jump rope, all of those things, just getting bigger, stronger, faster, that's what you've got to do, and that's what you're trying to do with your girls, too.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, when we were in high school, I mean, we lifted a few times, you know, here and there, but, you know, it's got where, you know, the program, you know, you got to have a weight program. You got to do so much extensive stuff to, you know, get to that level.
We're talking with Kim Francis here this morning. A lot of the conversation here this morning has been, especially with the teams that you've played this week, and that's the Lady Wolverines are getting better. And it has to make you feel pretty good to hear other coaches talking about that.
Yes, sir, it does. And, you know, we've worked really hard. My staff that I have this year, they're excellent. We've come in, you know, we've worked hard and do a lot of fundamentals. You know, our kids come every night, Brian, and play hard and just give their all. And we're getting better. You know, we look back and compare to last year where we were, you know, we've made a lot of strides, and we brought those stats out to our kids and said, hey, guys, look, you know, we have made a lot of strides and made a lot of improvement. You know, we just got to keep on keeping on. You know, good things are going to happen, and, you know, it's just going to take some time, but we're going to get there.
Yeah, well, you know, I talked to Alan a little earlier, and he and I talked about that game that you played last night with them, and he mentioned that on the air, but also we talked a lot about how things go in cycles. You know, Laverne is not that far away from having a state-caliber type of basketball team, a state tournament type of basketball team. So, you know, these things kind of work themselves out and work around.
They do. And, you know, that's you know, you got to be patient. And that's hard for any of us, you know. You know, just we got to keep persevering. And like I said, my staff is so positive. And they're just, you know, our kids are great kids. You know, they just come and they give their all. And, you know, we know we have some young kids that are trying to lead us. But, you know, they're going to be our future. You know, that's our foundation. So,
Kim, Twitterverse has hit, and it's the latest, biggest craze and this, that, and the other. But I hear a lot about Blue Crew and all that kind of thing. You know, a lot of school pride going on there at Laverne.
There is. I mean, they have just been unbelievable. We had our first pep rally yesterday, one of our first pep rallies yesterday. And it was just so exciting to see our kids, you know, come out and show the school pride. And things are so just on the up and up. I mean, it's so exciting.
You got to, I mean, that's a building process, too, that obviously Laverne has gone through. And Mr. Ash and everyone involved there has really done a good job of rebuilding a tradition.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, it's just, I mean, it's about the kids. That's why we're there. And that's what, you know, we're there to you know, support those kids. I mean, and they have shown, I mean, the Blue Crew has been unbelievable. Brian, they have traveled, you know, all over the place, and, you know, different little things that they've done. And I mean, yesterday we had our pep rally, and they won the school spirit stick. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, well, you know, my thing has always been, and you know, I remember Butch Vaughn saying this when he was at Central Middle School, you know, because sometimes he took a little ribbing from having, you know, a competitive chess team and this, that, and the other, you know. And it's and his thought was always, if we can do something and give a kid an outlet, give them something extracurricular to do, then we're doing our job.
Yes.
You know, we're keeping them in an environment that is positive and keeping them out of other things that maybe they shouldn't be involved in. And even the student section, I mean, they get really wound up for it.
They do. I mean, it's awesome.
So to know on a Tuesday and a Friday night that these kids have something positive to do and a positive place to go, that's a really good thing. Coach, this district slate continues for you, and I think you've got you have a non-district game in there, too, Tullahoma?
We don't. That got canceled, Brian,
okay,
just because they had to reschedule with the weather last week.
Yeah.
So they had to reschedule that game in their district play, so that was canceled. And we play Oakland at 6 o'clock on Monday night. That's our makeup. And then we go to Blackman on Friday. So we got two tough ones this week.
Is the Blackman game a little tough for you? Because I know you coached a lot of those girls over at Blackman Middle, too.
I mean, it is, you know, but, you know, when it comes game time, I think, you know, you get in that zone, you know. But, yeah, I mean, those kids, you know, I did coach, and, you know.
I know you and Chad were close, too.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes, and, you know, we worked, you know, well together, and but, yet those kids, you know, I think it may be harder on the kids, actually, a little bit, I think, than, you know, than an adult, but I mean, that group is very special. I mean, they got some very special kids.
So Monday and Tuesday, right? Is it Monday, Tuesday, or you're not playing Tuesday?
No, no, we're playing Monday and Friday. Yes, Monday, Friday.
Yeah. And that was that Tuesday game that got canceled.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Tullahoma. Yes, sir.
We'll make all that right. Well, the schedule doesn't get any easier. I know that, but you know, you've made some great strides, and we appreciate you coming in here to talk about it. And I just wanted to make sure we gave a shout out to the Blue Crew this morning, because I know a lot of them listen in, and boys playing very well, and it's a changing environment for
it
the
is.
Better.
You know, and like I said, I have two freshman kids that are really stepping up, Latoya Darby and Jasmine Smith, and, you know, they're doing a majority of our scoring right now, and, you know, they've really improved, you know, even since November. They've made wonderful strides, and they're making adjustments, so, you know, we're very, very excited about those two young ladies.
I think if you've got a group of kids that you enjoy going to work with every day, I think all of this other stuff will take care of itself. I'm sure that's the attitude you have to go in with.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
Well, Kim, again, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it as always, and good luck to you down the road. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Brian.
Absolutely.